Good morning.
各位早安。
It's always my joy to come to Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church.
我总是很喜乐的来到这个阿伯奎基华人教会。
And I have been coming for many, many years.
我很多年来我都常常到这来。
And I have met with you in several places.
我在不同的地方跟各位见过面。
But I'm looking forward to meeting with you in your new facility.
但是我真的很盼望跟各位在你们的新堂里面跟各位见面。
I met Pastor Lou there the other day, and he gave me a tour of the facilities.
前几天我跟刘牧师在你们这个新堂那边见面，然后他就引导我看了你们的新堂。
And I'm excited what God's going to do for you in that place.
我真的很高兴神会借着那个新堂让你们能够做一些事工。
God has answered two of my prayers for your church.
神垂听了我的祷告，我曾向为了各位向神祈求两件事。
First, that you would get a good pastor.
第一个就是跟神祈求你们得一个好牧师。
I believe that prayer is answered.
我想神垂听了那一项祷告。
And second of all, that you would get a facility, a building of your own.
第二件事情就是向神祈求你们能够得到自己的这个堂。
And I believe that prayer is answered.
我想神也垂听了我那一项祷告。
Now I'm going to pray that God will fill that building with people.
我也现在向神祈求神那个借着那个堂能够让更多的人能够来。
And I'm trusting Him to answer that prayer too.
我信靠神一定也会答应我的请求。
Again, I want to thank you for your prayers for me.
我也要谢谢各位为我的代祷。
I remember one Sunday morning I could not be here because I was in surgery at Presbyterian Hospital.
记得有一天早晨我不能够到这里来，因为那一天早晨我在那个长老会医院刚好动一项手术。
And I remember preaching here one time when I didn't have any hair.
我也记得我有一次来这边跟各位讲道的时候，头上都没有头发。
Because chemotherapy had taken all of my hair.
因为化疗的结果让我的头发都失去了。
But it's been 2.5 years since cancer surgery.
但是自从癌症的治疗已经有2.5年的时间。
And about 2 weeks ago, I got a clean bill of health again.
在大概2个礼拜之前，我知道我已经觉得我已经是那个都健康了。
And I thank you for your prayers.
我谢谢各位给我的代祷。
Let's look in James chapter 3.
让我们今天来看雅各书第三章。
Not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man able to keep his whole body in check.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失，若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal.
我们若把嚼环放在马嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。
Or take ships as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they're steered by a very small rudder wherever the pilot wants to go.
看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的，却也能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。
The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is in itself set on fire by hell.
舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea are being tamed and have been tamed by man. But no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
我们用舌头颂赞那位主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be.
颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs?
我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？
Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Have you ever thought about the tongue?
各位有没有想过舌头？
It is a 2-ounce muscular structure attached to one end of the mouth.
也只是一个两英寸的一个物体连在我们的嘴里头。
Now I weigh about 212 pounds.
那我体重大概有212磅。
Yes, I know that's too much.
哎，我知道那个有一点过多。
But just think, a 2-ounce piece of muscle in my mouth in a 212-pound person.
但只是想象，这个好像两盎司的一个肌肉的一个物体，在我这个212磅的人身上。
Now God gave us the tongue for a good purpose.
神给我舌头有它的重要，它的目的。
It helps us to chew.
让我可以。
It helps us to taste our food.
可以让我尝出味道。
It helps us to swallow.
让我能够吞咽。
Yes, and it helps us to talk.
也帮助我能够说话。
And in our talk, we can minister to others.
在我们说话的时候，我们也可以跟人家能够传福音。
Yes, and some can sing.
有的人可以唱歌。
Your choir can sing.
诗班可以唱歌。
This church can sing.
整个教会可以唱歌。
I would come over here just to hear you sing.
我就是为了听你们的诗班的缘故来这里听各位唱歌。
And it's all enabled by that little 2-ounce piece of muscle called the tongue.
就是那个两盎司的那个一个肌肉状态的物体叫做舌头。
But a lot of evil can come from the tongue.
但是邪恶也可以从舌头出来。
The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 and 35, as the Lord Jesus is speaking.
在马太福音十二章三十四节跟三十六节的地方这样说。
He's warning about the tongue.
他就是警告我们关于舌头。
He says, "You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good?" For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
耶稣这么说，毒蛇的种类啊，你们既然是恶人，怎能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。善人从他心里所存的善，就发出善来；恶人从他心里所存的恶，就发出恶来。
Jesus says the tongue reveals the heart.
耶稣说，我们的舌头反映我们的心态。
The tongue expresses what the person really is.
这个舌头可以表现出那个人真正是什么样子。
Another verse of scripture is found in Romans 3, 13 and 14.
另外一个经节在罗马书三章十三、十四节的地方这样告诉我们。
Paul is describing people that are evil.
保罗在叙述一些邪恶的人。
He says their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is in their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里满有蛔舌的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒。
So the tongue really tells who we are, what we are.
所以舌头最能够表现我们是什么人，我们是什么样的人。
Let's look first of all at the ability of the tongue.
我们现在来看舌头能够让我们做一些什么。
It's found in verses 2-5.
我们在第二节到第五节的地方，雅各书三章第二节到第五节的地方可以看到。
James says we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man able to keep his whole body in check.
所以雅各他这样子说，我们常常在许多地方都有过失，但是如果我们在话语上没有过失的话，我们就是一个完全的人。
We probably sin more with the tongue than with any other part of the body.
我们因为舌头所犯的罪，可能多过于我们身体任何一个部分所犯的罪。
Now think just a moment of the sins of the tongue.
现在我们来想舌头所引起的犯罪。
First of all, we can practice deceit.
我们呢可以因为舌头来说谎话。
We can pretend to be something that we're not.
我们可以假装做一个我们不是那样子的人。
One of the worst sins of the tongue is lying.
最重要的一个最严重的一个罪恶就是说谎。
The Bible tells us we're not to lie, we're to tell the truth.
圣经告诉我们要说真话，不能够说谎。
Another sin is filthy talk.
另外一个就是说诡诈的话，舌头的罪恶。
Profanity, cursings, terrible words can pour out of our mouth.
说脏话，咒诅人的话，一些不好的言语可以从我们的嘴巴流出来。
Also, we can express anger with the tongue.
我们也可以因为舌头表现出一个愤怒的一个话语来。
Or we can slander someone else.
我们也可以来就打压另外一个人，借着舌头。
We can blaspheme God with the tongue.
我们可以亵渎神，因为我们的舌头所讲的话。
Or we can gossip about other people using the tongue.
我们也可以因为舌头说别人的闲话。
Or we can backbite with the tongue.
我们也可以去说人家坏话。
Or we can boast with the tongue.
我们可以借着舌头来自夸。
Probably we commit more sins with a tongue than with any other organ of the body.
所以我们因为舌头所犯的罪，可能比身体上任何一个器官都要来得多。
So we have to be very careful what we say.
所以我们说话的时候要小心。
In Psalm 39 and verse 1, we read this.
我们在诗篇39章第一节这样子看见。
I said I will teach my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth as long as the wicked are in my presence.
我曾说我要谨慎我的言行，免得我舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我要用嚼环勒住我的口。
Now the psalmist said three things. He said, first of all, I'll watch my ways.
所以这个诗篇告诉我们说，我要谨慎我的言行。
And I'll keep my tongue from sin.
第二项，我要免得我的舌头犯罪。
And I'm going to muzzle my mouth.
第三项就是恶人在我面前的时候，我要用嚼环勒住我的口。
You see, there are times that we need to zip the lip.
在某些场合，我们要把嘴巴闭得紧紧的。
It's better to not say some things than to say them.
在那个时候不说话可能比说话要好。
So we see that in the ability of the tongue, there is tremendous ability to sin.
所以我们知道这个舌头的一个功能可以让我们能够犯很大的罪。
In fact, James says, if we could, if we could keep our words straight, then we would be a perfect man.
所以雅各这样说，假如我们能够谨慎我们的言行，我们就可以做完全人了。
If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。
Now he gives us some examples of how to keep the tongue in check.
他告诉，也教我们一些方法，让我们能够控制自己的舌头。
You know, a horse can weigh 1,500 pounds, maybe 2,000 pounds.
一个马可能有1500磅或者2000磅那么重。
But you can put a little bridle in his mouth, a little bit in his mouth, and can control all of that weight and all of that strength.
但是你如果把一个小小的嚼环放在他嘴巴里，你就可以控制他那么重的一个身体。
It's amazing, you can't get a horse to plow.
但是令人惊讶的是，我们都不没有用马去耕田。
You can't get a horse to pull a wagon.
你可以叫马去拉马车。
You can get on a saddle on a horse, and he won't go anywhere unless the bit is in his mouth.
你把马鞍放在他的身上，但是他不会走，不会随便乱走，除非你有一个嚼环在他嘴巴里面控制他。
That little bit controls that complete horse.
所以那个嚼环呢，就是控制那个马行动的一个重要的器官。
It's small, the bit is small, it weighs very little, but it controls very much.
那个嚼环很小，而且也不重，可是它可以控制马的重量。
Or he says, James says, look at the ships.
然后雅各也说，看船。
He says they're very large.
船只虽然很大。
And really, James didn't know what a large ship was compared to today.
当然那个时候雅各不知道船可以有多大，跟我们今天的船比起来。
You think of some of the aircraft carriers.
有一些那个飞行的飞机可以航空母舰可以载运的。
Or a battleship.
或者战舰。
Or even a cruise ship.
甚至一个那个。可以游船。
There are huge ships today compared to James' day.
这些船呢都很大，跟雅各那个时候比起来非常的大。
But even James said the ships in his day are large and they're driven by strong winds.
雅各说他那个时候船他看起来很大，然后他们又被大风吹逼。
But they are steered by a very small rudder beneath the ship.
但是呢，他们只用一个小小的舵。
And wherever the pilot turns the wheel, the rudder turns.
所以那个领航员呢，他想要转什么方向呢？他就把那个舵转了。
And that small rudder controls the whole direction of the ship.
所以小小的舵决定了一个大船的方向。
So he says the tongue can be controlled.
所以那个舌头呢，也是一样可以去控制。
Here's the thing we need to keep in mind.
我们一定要牢牢地记住。
The tongue is going to express what's in the heart.
我们的舌头最能表现我们心里所想的。
The tongue doesn't say anything that the mind doesn't tell it to do.
那舌头它会说我们心思意念所教它要说的。
So we need to be sure that Jesus Christ lives in our heart.
所以我们一定要确定主耶稣基督住在我们的心里。
We need to be sure we have the mind of Christ.
我们一定要记得我们的心思意念是有耶稣基督。
We need to fill our lives with the truths of God's word.
我们的生命当中一定要有耶稣基督以及神的话语填充我们的心里。
And when we trust Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to indwell us.
当我们相信主耶稣基督，圣灵来住在我们的心中。
The body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们的身体就变成了圣灵的殿。
And we need to yield control to the Holy Spirit.
那我们要让圣灵来完全掌控我们。
Paul says, be controlled, be filled. The word filled means controlled. Be filled, controlled by the Holy Spirit.
保罗这样告诉我们是完全心全意让圣灵来充满我们。
And if the Holy Spirit is in control of the whole body, he will control the tongue.
圣灵能够在我们的心中掌握我们的言行，他就可以控制我们的舌头。
The Holy Spirit will enable us to be like a huge horse, but with a bit in our mouth.
所以圣灵能够让我们好像一个马有嚼环在嘴巴里面一样，可以控制我们的方向。
Or like a large ship, but with a rudder in control.
也像一个大船有一个舵一样，舵能够掌握我们的方向。
So the ability of the tongue comes from the heart and the mind.
所以我们的舌头。是从我们的心跟我们的意念表达出来。
It is an expression of what's really in us.
真的，我们表现出来的就是我们心思意念所想的。
And with the tongue, we have the ability to do enormous good for God.
我们用我们的舌头可以为神做很多很好的事情。
But let's look at the second thing. Let's look at the destructibility of the tongue. We looked at the ability. Let's look at the destructibility of the tongue.
我们再来看舌头还能够做出一些什么损坏的事呢？
In verse 5, James says, likewise the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
第五节这样说，舌头在白体里面也是最小的，却也能够说大话。
Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
可以看到最小的火能够点着最大的树林。
We've had a marvelous example recently of the San Diego fires.
最近各位可以看到圣地亚哥发生的大火。
They don't know exactly how that fire started.
他们并不是很清楚那个火是怎么烧起来的。
But they believe maybe just from a very small fire.
但是那个火可能是由一个小火，非常小的火引起来的。
But it's burned thousands of acres.
但是现在已经烧了好几千英亩。
And destroyed hundreds of homes.
烧掉了好几百栋的房子。
Because of the destructibility of that fire.
因为这个火的带来的伤害力。
We need to keep in mind that our tongue can destroy many things.
我们一定要记住，舌头可以损害很多东西。
First of all, it can destroy our own character, our own reputation.
它可以损害我们的名誉。
Who wants to be known as a liar?
谁愿意被人家称作说谎的人呢？
Who wants to really be known as a big bragger and a big boaster?
谁愿意被人家说是喜欢吹牛的人呢？
Who wants to be known as a big gossip?
谁喜欢让人家说喜欢讲闲话的呢？
So we destroy our own reputation, our own character with our tongue.
所以我们可以因为我们的舌头损害我们自己的人格跟名誉。
And we need to also keep in mind that many other things can be destroyed.
我们也要记得其他的事情也可以被损害。
You know, you can destroy your family with your tongue.
因为你的舌头你可以损害你的家庭。
I did a wedding many years ago when I was pastor in Pampa, Texas.
我在德州有一次主持一个婚礼。
About 3 years later, the bride, the young wife, came to my office.
在三年以后那个时候那个年轻的新娘到了我的办公室来。
And she looked at me and she said, Pastor, I have destroyed my marriage with my nagging.
那这个新娘子说她说牧师我就是伤害我自己的婚姻，因为我喜欢多说话。
And sure enough, they divorced.
结果他们就离婚了。
Because with her tongue, with her nagging, she destroyed the relationship with her husband.
因为那个太太喜欢喋喋不休，所以她自己呢就损坏了她自己的婚姻。
And parents have to be real careful or they can destroy their children.
父母要很小心，因为他们的言行可以损害了他们的孩子。
My wife was a school teacher for 19 years.
我的太太曾经做老师做了19年之久。
She taught the first grade, the third grade, and the fourth grade.
她教了一年级、三年级跟四年级的学生。
Here was her biggest problem in teaching children.
教小孩有一个问题。
To convince a child that that child was not stupid.
你一定要让那个孩子知道他不笨。
She battled it every semester in some child.
她每个学期都要让那个孩子明白他并不笨。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because the mother or the dad would tell that child, you're just stupid.
因为他们的父母在他们的孩子前面会说他们这些孩子很笨。
And put the child down.
那就伤害了他们的自尊心。
Destroy their self-esteem.
让他们自己都没有一个很好的自我的概念。
Make them think they can't learn anything.
让那个孩子自己觉得他们没有办法学习。
And the parent does it with a tongue.
那些父母因为他们的舌头讲出来的话。
A 2 ounce piece of muscle.
就是这么一个两盎司一个小肌肉的东西。
It can destroy a marriage.
可以损害一个婚姻。
It can destroy a person.
可以损坏一个人。
It can ruin your own reputation.
可以伤害你自己的名誉。
And it can cut the heart out of somebody else.
可以伤了人的心。
Always as Christians, we have to be careful with our tongue in the church.
身为基督徒，我们在教会里面一定要对我们的舌头非常小心。
When I was the executive director, I was in Gallup, New Mexico one day, traveling with the director of missions.
当我做这个总 主任的基金会主任的时候啊，我在 Gallup 那个地方啊，跟这位朋友同行。
We were just driving around Gallup, looking at the town.
哎，我们在 Gallup 那个城里面就开车子啊，在市区里面走。
And we drove by this building that you could tell that it used to be a church.
我们就经过了一个建筑物大家可以看出来那个建筑物是一个以前是个教会。
And the director of missions said to me, this used to be the Calvary Baptist Church.
那这个宣教的朋友就告诉我说这个以前是一个 Calvary Church?
Calvary Baptist Church.
就是一个Calvary 的浸信会。
It was one of our Southern Baptist churches in Gallup, New Mexico.
属于我们美南浸信会的一个教堂，在这个 Gallup 这个地方。
I said, "How long has it been closed?"
那我就说这个教会关门多久了
？I think he said 8 years.
我记得他告诉我是八年。
I said, "What happened to it?"
我说那个教会怎么回事呢
？He said this.
他这样告诉我。
One woman killed the church with her tongue.
他说有一个妇女。把这个教会杀掉了，就是因为他的舌头。
Just gossiping.
就是说闲话。
Criticizing.
批评。
Keeping the church stirred up and torn up.
就是把这个教会整个搞得鸡犬不宁。
Dear people, we must speak words that edify people.
也有一些话就是能够把彼此骚扰起来。
Yeah, we need to lift people up.
我们是要能够把人的灵命可以提高。
We need to encourage people.
我们要能够去鼓励别人。
We need to give words of kindness.
我们要用一些仁慈的话语来说。
We need to be gentle.
我们要温柔。
We need to be biblical.
我们要照圣经所行。
I heard this little poem a long time ago.
我不久前听到有这么一首诗。
I don't know if it'll translate or not, but we're going to try. Okay, we're going to give it a try. Choose your words carefully and always keep them sweet.Because you never know which ones you're going to have to eat.
就是保证你的言行是甜美又好听，因为你不知道以后你可能会去吃它。
Because the Bible says that the tongue is set on fire by hell.
因为这个圣经告诉我们，我们的舌头可以像一个火一样。
In fact, James says the tongue also is a fire, like the forest fire. The tongue is like a fire.
我们的舌头像火一样，雅各这样告诉我们。
A world of evil among the parts of the body, it corrupts the whole person.
可以伤害我们一个人的全身，就是因为这个舌头的关系。
Sets the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
好像这个就是地狱从地狱出来的那个烧的火一样。
The destructibility of the tongue is amazing.
所以这个舌头所能损害的真的是很令人惊讶。
Let's be sure that our tongue is constructive, not destructive.
让我们确定我们的舌头能够建造人，而不是损害人。
Let's always be trying to give words that lift and encourage.
让我们所说出来的话能够高举别人，也可以鼓励他们。
And stay far away from words that destroy and kill.
让我们能够避免用舌头来讲损害别人的话。
James goes ahead to say that there are all kinds of animals.
然后雅各也告诉我们有很多走兽。
There are birds, reptiles, and creatures of the sea, and are being tamed and have been tamed by man.
各样的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以制服，也被人制服了。
And I guess I have seen nearly every kind of animal act that there is.
那我也是看过很多动物啊，他们就是可以制服的。
Have you ever been to Sea World?
各位有没有到过海洋世界
？Man, they have killer whales that people ride.
他们有那个人坐在那个杀人鲸上面。
And they have dolphins that can jump up and do flips.
他们能够让那个海豚能够做翻滚的动作。
It's amazing how they have tamed these creatures of the sea.
真的是很令人惊讶，人类可以去训练这些动物。
Or have you ever seen the Air Force Academy falcon perform?
各位有没有看过那个他们训练那个老鹰？
You know, there's a young man, one of the cadets. He has that falcon and he rests on his arm.
哎呦，这个空军官校的这个人，他就把那个老鹰放在他的手上。
And he tells him what to do.
他叫那个老鹰怎么样做。
And the falcon will fly away and fly around.
所以那个老鹰就会在那边啊，照着那个人所吩咐的。
Then it'll come back and land on his arm again.
然后那个老鹰会飞回来，也在他的手上停息。
Because it's been tamed.
因为他曾经被训练过。
Or think about some of the horses.
各位想到一些马。
Boy, buck, buck, buck. They can throw the rider right off of the horse.
就是那些野马可以把那个人骑在上面就可以把它抛出来的那种野马。
But in time they tame the horse.
但是呢，人还是能够把那些野马来驯服。
You can put a saddle on the horse.
你可以把马鞍放在马上面。
You can set a little child upon the horse.
你也可以把孩子都放在那个马鞍上面。
Because he's been tamed.
因为那个马已经被驯服了。
But he goes ahead to say this.No, but no man can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
但是雅各接下来这样说，唯独舌头没有人能够制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
No, I think he's right. No man can tame the tongue.
我觉得他讲的是对的，因为没有人可以制服舌头。
Oh, but God can.
但是神可以。
The Holy Spirit can.
圣灵可以。
If we have the power of God in control of us, the tongue can be tamed.
我们如果有神的大能在我们的心中，他就可以来驯服我们的舌头。
Because out of the tongue should flow the good things.
所以我们的舌头应该能够是说出一个好的话语。
He goes ahead to say in verse 9, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness.
第九节他这样告诉我们，我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
How can you praise God and curse people?
你怎么可能去颂赞主，然后又咒诅人呢？
Hypocrite.
那个是伪善者。
Poor example.
一个很不好的例子。
It should not be.
不应该是这个样子。
He goes ahead to say, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be.
所以雅各这样说，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
We need to always be praising God.
我们应该要常常赞美主。
We're made to praise God.
我们被造就是为了来赞美我们的神。
God inhabits the praises of His people.
这神就是在一群赞美他的人当中。
We always need to be thanking God.
我们都常常要感谢神。
All good gifts come from above.
神所赐给我们的这么多。
We need to approach God with thanksgiving.
我们要用感恩的心来靠近我们的主。
So when we come with praise and thanksgiving, that's what the tongue should be doing.
所以我们充满了赞美跟感恩，我们的舌头就会说出那样的话。
But when there comes criticalness and bitterness and hatred towards others, that's wrong.
所以我们充满了苦毒，我们充满了仇恨，那样是错误的。
In fact, he says in verse 10, out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be.
所以第十节这样说，颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。
And then he gives a great example in verse 11.
所以在第一节地方他给我们一个例子。
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
泉源从一个眼里能够发出甜苦两样的水吗？
My brothers, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs?
我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？
Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
咸水里面也不可以发出甜水来。
And neither should a born-again, saved, spirit-filled child of God speak forth bitterness, criticalness, hatefulness.
那么一个重生的基督徒啊，也不应该能够发出苦毒怨恨的话语来。
It should not be.
不应当这样做。
It's a good sign that hell is in control.
所以呢，他就是觉得让那个地狱是在掌握。
And notice he said that it is full of deadly poison.
你记得他这个地方讲是说充满了毒气吗？
Anything we have in the household that is poisonous, we put it in a very careful place.
在家里面，如果有一些清洁充满了毒的化学品的话，我们会把它藏起来放在一边。
We make sure children cannot reach it.
我们一定要确定孩子们不去碰它们。
We make sure that any elderly, maybe with eyesight problems, would not mistake it for medicine.
我们也要确定老人家眼力不好的人，不要不小心碰到那些有毒的东西。
We keep anything poisonous way out of the way.
所以有毒的东西我们都会把它藏起来，藏得很好。
And so it should be with our lives.
所以我们的生命也是这样。
The words that poison, that destroy, that kill, they don't need to be a part of us.
我们所说的话如果是充满了怨气、毒气，不应该放在我们的身里面。
Oh, we need words of praise and joy and thanksgiving.
我们应当感恩、赞美，充满了喜乐。
What comes out of your mouth?
各位嘴巴说出来的话是什么样子的？
Praise?
赞美吗？
Put downs?
还是去损害人？
Thanksgivings?
感恩吗？
Criticalness?
批评人吗？
The tongue is a gauge of the heart.
所以这个神就是衡量我们心的一个仪器，这个舌头。
If the heart's full of Jesus, the tongue will be full of praise and thanksgiving.
我们的心里面有主耶稣基督在的时候，我们的舌头所出
的 And there will come words of kindness and gentleness and encouragement.
说出来的是温柔啊和平的话语，能够鼓励人的。
Let the Holy Spirit control your tongue.
让圣灵来控制你的舌头。
And let it be an exhibit of who you really are.
让它能够表现出来你真正是一个什么样的人。
A Christ-controlled person.
是一个由基督来掌权的人。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Loving Father in heaven,
爱我们的父
we're grateful that you have made us with this body.
我们感谢你这样制造我们的身体。
You've given us eyes to see.
你给我们眼睛可以看。
And ears to hear.
让我们耳朵可以听。
And hands that can perform tasks.
手可以做一些事情。
And feet that can move us about.
脚可以带我们行动。
You've given us a mind that we can reason and think.
给我们心思意念，能够想，能够分析。
And you've given us a tongue that we can speak and communicate.
你给我们一个舌头，让我们可以跟人家交流说话。
Oh, Father, help our tongue to be like that of the Lord Jesus.
哦，求你父神，让我们的舌头像耶稣基督一样。
We want to give forth words of life.
我们要把生命中最美好的话说出来。
We want to speak the truth and love.
我们要能够用爱心说诚实话。
And we want to be a blessing to others.
我们要能够成为别人的祝福。
As we use our tongue to bless you, help us to bless one another.
让我们能够用我们的舌头去祝福，彼此来祝福。
May our words be of encouragement.
愿我们所说的话语能够鼓励人。
And those who do not know Jesus, words of eternal life.
也能够让我们的舌头说出那些从来没有接受福音的人，让他们能够知道永生。
I just pray that we will be people that the Holy Spirit controls every word.
我们愿意祷告祈求圣灵来掌控我们所说的每一句话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的圣名来求。
Amen.